suppose, a lot of the songs originated from people chatting and talking and their experiences inside in public houses and the sport and the real banter, as they say. I don't think a lot of these other people, you know, the professional people, would have had the time or the interest in doing it. But I'm not saying the professional people are not interested in those songs. I certainly think they are, but like as regards putting them together and writing them, I don't think they'd be bothered.
Now, when you were writing that song, Dennis, and I don't want to ask you too many questions about it, because it's a fine song, it's a song I'm going to learn myself very soon. Would you consider this one point before you put pen to paper? Would you say to yourself, or did you say to yourself, now, the more people that sing this, the better. So, how will I pitch this song to give it the most dissemination or the most widespread cover? Did you consider that at all, or did you say to yourself, I know, wish I'd put it in?
Oh, no, I certainly, with the bow playing song, then, I really felt if I had that song and if somebody wanted to sing it, I would be absolutely delighted to give it to them. So they would have a choice of singing a boat playing song, because it's no good you saying, God, no one ever sings a boat playing song.
So you'd pitch it slightly to make it, you would hope that to be popular, so you would, that would sort of influence
your
writing
song. Yeah,
and
that would portray a nice image of the sport.
Right, and you want? I mean, you wouldn't want it to be an obscure kind of a thing either.
No. I don't believe in that, because I tell you, I have a vast amount of songs collected.